You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Wolves are 6-4, the draw 11-5, and Hull are 19-10. Two more sides that, you know, have had loftier ambitions than this in the past, but they both started the season well. They both look like sides going places, and this could be a top of the table clash at any point in the season. It's a pretty mouth-watering second fixture, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a great game. Mm. It's a great, great game. I was looking at this match and thinking, is there a way I can back Hull here? Is there an argument? I mean, they played brilliantly the opening game of the season, but did they? Because when I looked into it in preparation for this last night, I was thinking, well, yeah, they were good. They took their chances, but they didn't really look like scoring outside of the two goals that actually happened. Mm. Do I want to get involved in a Hull side who didn't look brilliant against a Wolves side who very much got the job done against Blackburn? I then thought, well, hang on. But Wolves' winner was a handball.
Yeah.
You know, that and even, I mean, you can see David Edwards say, well, it was handball, that.
Yeah.
You can see it.
It was. It was one of those things where you watch it and you just go, that was handball. And you look at him and you go, yep, that definitely was handball. It was...
It was mad, wasn't it?
Yeah, but you'd almost like him to say, look, I handballed that. He looked embarrassed, didn't he?
Yeah, I agree. I would quite like to have seen him go up to the referee and just go, look, mate, I handballed that.
Yeah.
But, you know, at the same time, I'd have liked to have seen in the Doncaster game against Bury at the weekend, when the ball looped over the keeper's head, instead of the referee going goal, I'd rather him having gone, listen, lads, we all know that wasn't meant to be a goal. This is ridiculous. David Flitcroft, are you happy with that? Paul Dickoff, are you happy with that? We'll start with the goal kick. You know, yeah. But as it was lovely sportsmanship on the field to see, to be honest with you.
And landed a few both teams to score coupons,
and
I think, as well.
And saved some both. Oh, but people have been saying that, but at the same time, it might have killed the both teams to score no.
They could have done.
For a fair few people as well.
They could have done. But the point is that
it was a great, big, fat handball. But I like Wolves here at 6-4. They've been at home in midweek, which is always helpful.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that because I went to a game where the team had to travel 3.5 hours and had extra time on Tuesday night and then travelled back. So, you know, it's never nice. But Wolves won 2-1 against Newport, didn't they, having come from behind. They beat Blackburn. Okay, that's the kind of thing that goes against teams like Blackburn when we're not expecting a lot of them, isn't it? But Wolves still won it.
Mm-hmm.
And as good as Hull were, they had extra time against Accrington. And I know it wasn't 100% Hull side, but they had extra time against Accrington, which isn't a horrible journey, but that's still people getting home 4-1.
Mm-hmm.
So, for me, Wolves have to be the play. Now, Benikofobe has scored in back-to-back games. He's part of the headline offer at fours. Now, I'd take that even if he hadn't scored in back-to-back games so far this season on Benikofobe. Mm. I mean, the guy is that good. And, you know, we saw the goals he scored last year. 4-1 is brilliant. The other thing is, I know this was in the Premier League, but look at Hull's away form last year.
That's rank, isn't it?
Away at Palace, 2-0 victory. Away at Sunderland, 3-1 victory. Away at QPR, and we're done.
Yeah.
And also, what are the three things about that? QPR went down.
Mm-hmm.
Sunderland just about survived. And, okay, a good victory over Palace, for which you've got to give them credit.
Yeah.
But two of the three games they won away under Steve Bruce were against teams who had real trouble. And you got the season before, not exactly a wash of wins, are they, away from home? The season before that, in the Championship, you know, it was obviously a lot better. But ultimately, it's hard for a group of players to shake away form.
Mm.
And their away form under Steve Bruce isn't good enough. And if they're going to a worse team than Wolves, or a team I expect less of this season than Wolves, who have actually backed to be promoted at fours, then fair enough, I might think about it. But for me, 6-4 is absolutely good enough on Wolves, and the Afobe headline offer at fours is absolutely good enough as well.
Okay. As you mentioned with Hull there, many of the same players who came down still in that side, so it is quite hard to shake off a bad away record like that without any sort of fresh new faces dragging you forwards. Similarly, you mentioned Benikofobe. 14 goals this calendar year. Only Ighalo from Watford last year has more than that with 16, so he's a player in rude health. 4-1, the headline offer, as you mentioned, for him to score and Wolves to win.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.